Mr. Vice President, ministers, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to express my congratulations to our Kenyan hosts for an excellent organization of the first WTO conference organized in Africa. We equally congratulate the WTO for its 20th anniversary celebrated on the continent, which deserves our efforts of solidarity and responsibility. Mr. Vice President, Croatia fully aligns itself with the EU position, reiterating its commitments to using multilateral trading system as a tool to boost the economic growth of all, and primarily of the least developed countries. The challenges of the organization has been facing should not discourage us from searching acceptable solutions. Demanding negotiations have been held over the years, and they continued during this intense week in Nairobi. Although the achieved results might be less ambitious than we would have hoped, still they would represent significant achievements and bring benefits for all, in particular for developing and least developed countries. These results would contribute in particular to strengthening of the rule-based trading system. We do believe that the multilateral trading system and the WTO are of crucial importance for development, new jobs, and economic growth in general. The ratification of the Trade Facilitation Agreement remains a high priority, and we call the countries that haven't ratified it so far to accelerate their ratification procedures. The deal reached in Nairobi on removing tariffs on 201 products of information and communication technology goods, ITA-2, is an important step further in trade liberalization in this expanding sector, and we strongly welcome it. The Croatian accession to the WTO in 2000 had significant positive effects on overall economy and its internationalization. We do hope that Liberia and Afghanistan will equally benefit from their accession to the WTO, and we use this opportunity to congratulate them for joining the organization. Mr. Vice President, let me underline again our full support to the development priorities of the WTO and express our strong wish that among the agreed outcomes at this conference and as well in the period to come, the least developed countries would be the biggest beneficiaries. We also hope that the remaining Doha issues will be tackled within a new framework, including alternative approaches, and that new themes will be explored like investment, e-commerce, digital economy, and others. The course of negotiations at this conference so far brings hope, and I'm convinced much more could be done in the future after Nairobi. Let's remember it, and let's work together on it. Thank you. Asante.
Thank you very much.